I kind of stumbled into it. I have a couple of ties to Kansas. My mom was born in Iola. I went to fourth grade there at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. And later on, I was stationed there in 80 to 81 when I was a student myself in Command and General Staff College. And while I was there, I encountered a woman with her hood popped up. So I gave her a jump start. And the realization that the relief I gave her, as well as how good it made me feel, started me on a hobby, which has never ended since then.
So you've assisted a lot of people since that first woman.
Oh, yes. Looking back on it, I was so unprepared, and I realized right there that when I started giving other people assists, that other people broke down besides just needing a jump start. I finally picked up enough stuff where I'm pretty good now. There's very few things that will prevent me from getting a car going again.
What would you say is the number one reason for a car breakdown?
Without a doubt, the most frequent cause of car breakdowns is failing tires. Either a blowout, they lost the tread on the tire, or the tire just went flat. 75% of all the assists I've done were tire-related. The other 25% was a combination of running out of gas, overheating, or being locked out of your car. And I talk in the book quite a bit about having the correct tire pressure. Having under-inflated tires is the biggest single cause for blowouts. So you want to be sure that the tires have got sufficient pressure in them. Don't neglect the spare tire. 80% of the time that I've had a tire-related issue, the spare tire has been flat. 80%. That tells you right there that people are not checking their spare tires. Tires are by far the most frequent reason for breaking down.
And what do you do when you run across someone who's got a flat tire, had a blowout?
The most important thing is get out of the line of traffic. Keep moving, keep driving until you find a place to pull off safely. It may ruin the tire, it may ruin the rim, but that's worth a whole lot more than your life. I mean, your life is worth more than ruining your rim or your tire. You want to pull over someplace where it's relatively level, because jacking up a car on an uneven ground is risky itself. The first thing you want to do once you pull over is you want to get off the road far enough where you can actually tend to the tire. I advocate having a set of triangles in your car, reflecting triangles, that you would position behind your car, 10 feet behind the car, 100 feet behind the car, and another 200 feet behind the car, to warn oncoming drivers there's a broken down vehicle up there. Because the most frequent problem of breaking down is getting hit from the rear like that. So the triangles can give people warning to do that. And then, if you're going to jack up a car, a big safety thing is to be sure it doesn't roll. The first thing I ask them is your parking brake on? If it's not on, then we put it on. Piece of lumber to go under the jack. If you try and jack up the car when the jack base is sitting in sand or in mud or on vegetation, it's not going to stay stable. And so I advocate having a piece of plywood board, and the size that I come up with is 8 inches by 8 inches by a half inch thick, to go under the vehicle jack to give it a better base and keep it stable.
I'm sure some folks might be asking themselves, why should I worry about breakdowns? I'll just call AAA.
AAA does good work. I've seen them many times. It's not always timely, but they do good service in locations where they can use their people, their team, their first team. But many times out in the country between cities where there's no AAA office, you find they'll sub the work out to, I call them third stringers. And those guys many times are not competent. And so I say to people who just rely on AAA totally, hey, be prepared to take care of yourself if you have to, but why not prevent breakdowns in the first place? There's many things you can do to prevent the breakdown from ever happening. The safest breakdown is the one that never happened. That's how I look at it. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure kind of thing.
And that is the driving force behind your book, Roadside Survival. It's basically learn how to take care of yourself and your own car.
That's right. Exactly right. 90% of the time, you don't need a mechanic. And most of the time, you can take care of yourself. If you have a few things in your car to do with, you know, you can break down and not be stranded because you can bail yourself out. But if you break down and can't bail yourself out, then you're stranded.